And welcome to Dr. Dad Talk Show. I'm your host Indu Bala, and today I would like to introduce Dr. Ramnik Sabharwal, gynecologist. Welcome to our show, ma'am.
Thank you, Indu.
Ma'am, please tell me about yourself.
Okay, I'm Dr. Ramnik Sabharwal, an obstetrician and gynecologist, and working in Delhi in Sri Jeevan Hospital and Fortis La Femme Hospital and Rose Walk Hospital. And I have been trained in adolescent medicine also, and so this topic is very close to my heart. And being a mother of teenager,
a mother of teenager, you are not look like.
Yeah, so this is a topic which is, I think, need of the day.
Yeah,
and yes, very ma'am. Close to my heart, so I'm very happy to talk about it.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Shall we start the questionnaire?
Yes, of course.
Okay, ma'am, one audience asked this question. As a seasonal gynecologist and obstetrician, what are some common concerns or misconceptions you often encounter among teenagers and their mothers regarding reproductive health?
Yeah, firstly, it's very important that we have to educate these boys and girls that the changes that they're encountering in puberty are normal for their body. Secondly, I very commonly encounter mothers saying that, okay, now she has started her period, so she can't go for sports or for swimming. So I want them to understand that everything can be done when the girl is having her periods, even swimming is possible. And sometimes they start using commercial washes. So I don't really advocate that, because it destroys the normal bacterial flora. And just normal education regarding hygiene, frequent changing of pads, all these things have to be explained to them.
ये मैम, ऐसे आपने सही बताया कि कई पेरेंट्स हैं जो मदर स्पेशली कि जब पीरियड्स वगैरह बच्चों को शुरू हो जाते हैं तो वो मना कर देती है कि नहीं आप ये नहीं करोगे. तो आपके थ्रू हम ये बता पाएंगे पेरेंट्स को कि ये सब चीज़ें मिथ हैं, आप इन पे ध्यान मत दीजिए, डॉक्टर को फॉलो करिए. ओके, नेक्स्ट राउंड. व्हाट एडवाइस डू यू हैव फॉर मदर्स ऑन इफेक्टिवली कम्युनिकेटिंग विद देयर टीनेजर अबाउट पबर्टी, मेंस्ट्रुएशन एंड सेक्सुअल हेल्थ?
Okay, firstly, jo bhi communication hai, it has to be clear and very consistent. It has to be done on a regular basis, because teenagers jo hai, they have very fragile feelings, and their feelings and emotions change every day. Every day they encounter new experiences, so it has to be very consistent. You can't think ki ek bari bata diya hai to bas theek hai.
Yes, right.
You have to be very open about sex, about reproductive health, about periods, everything with both boys and girls.
That's true, ma'am.
Also about sexually transmitted diseases.
Okay. Next question. For teenagers who may feel uncomfortable discussing reproductive health with their parents, what resources or support system do you recommend they seek to?
Well, there are a lot of resources available nowadays on social media and on internet, but I really cannot endorse any one social, point from where I would feel they can get information. I would really plea all the mothers and fathers to have a good relationship with their children, where they can talk to them freely, because they are the best source of information.
Yes, ma'am.
And when they know everything from their parents and they are scrolling on the internet, they can decide what is right and what is wrong, and they can also feel more confident.
That's right, ma'am. Yeah. वैसे भी आजकल क्या है कि सोशल मीडिया, आजकल सबका पर्सनल फोन है अपने पास, बच्चों के पास, तो उससे भी उनको सब कुछ पता चल जाता है. लेकिन फिर भी पता नहीं क्यों पेरेंट्स इतना क्यों घबराते हैं उनको सेक्सुअल एजुकेशन देने के लिए.
एग्जैक्टली. एंड ऑल्दो ये कई सोशल प्लेटफॉर्म्स हैं जिनमें एज रिस्ट्रिक्शंस हैं, दैट लाइक आई थिंक इंस्टाग्राम यू कांट बी बिफोर 14, बट आई हैव सीन सो मेनी चिल्ड्रन यूजिंग इट. सो एवरीथिंग इज ओपन, सो यू पेरेंट्स ऑल्सो हैव टू ओपन अप सो दैट द किड्स कैन डिसाइड व्हाट इज राइट.
That's right, ma'am. How can mothers navigate the delicate balance between respecting their teenagers' privacy while still ensuring they have access to accurate information and healthcare services?
Yeah, I feel it's very important to give them their privacy, and we have to ensure that they are safe. So I feel parents should also form a bond with their friends in school, with people that they are interacting, so that all of them feel comfortable around them.
That's right.
And we, like, you know, as parents, we also feel happy that we know who our kid is interacting with.
Okay. In your experience, what are some key signs or symptoms that a teenager may need professional medical attention regarding reproductive health issues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in girls, if there are signs of anemia, like excessive tiredness, lethargy, that means during periods the blood loss is excessive, then they require medical attention. Sometimes hypothyroidism also develops during this time, and signs and symptoms could be depression or constipation. That also warrants medical attention. And irritability or any mental well-being problems should also be addressed as quickly as possible.
Aur ma'am, ye kai matlab girls ko hai, teenagers ko, like ki periods kafi upar niche ho jate hain, to kya iske liye aap kuch bataenge?
Yeah, for the first 3 years after the period start, the periods are usually irregular, but still we cannot ignore it. I feel like basic checkup aap apne gynecologist se kara sakte hain. It's also very good that you got your child in touch with a reliable doctor and she can share whatever she wants with the doctor.
Okay. Ma'am, what role do you believe schools should play in educating teenagers about reproductive health, and how can parents complement this education at home?
Yeah, I definitely believe that schools should have regular seminars for children, and starting from grade 4, because these days we also encounter early puberty, so they have to educate the students in school also regarding puberty, regarding sex, regarding pregnancy, regarding sexually transmitted diseases, everything. And pads and tampons, everything should be available in the school. And I think it goes a long way, because children absorb a lot from schools, even more than their parents. They absorb a lot from schools.
Absolutely, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. And with the rise of social media and online information, how can parents help teenagers discern reliable sources of information regarding reproductive health?
Yeah, I feel parents is the most reliable source. There are a lot of sources on internet, but they're all general. I haven't still encountered any particular thing for teenagers. It's just there are a lot of forums for sexual health, everything. So everything is quite open, and they should definitely and definitely communicate with their parents.
बट आजकल इतना ज्यादा हो गया है, लाइक मतलब सब बच्चों को सब कुछ पता है मैम, लाइक टीनएजर्स को अपनी हर कोई इन्फॉर्मेशन वो सोशल मीडिया के जरिए ले लेता है, लेकिन फिर भी पता नहीं क्यों पेरेंट्स क्यों इतना ज्यादा लाइक डरते हैं या क्यों नहीं बता पाते.
Exactly, that is what is needed, because to guide your children you have to know what they are doing and you have to act accordingly. And घबरा के या शर्मा के ऐसे कोई फायदा नहीं होगा.
बिल्कुल मैम, मैं आप ही के द्वारा लाइक बताना चाहती हूँ कि पेरेंट्स इस चीज को समझें कि डॉक्टर भी ये कह रहे हैं कि आपको अपने बच्चों को सेक्सुअल एजुकेशन देना बहुत ही जरूरी है, तो प्लीज आप दीजिए, इसमें कोई शर्म वाली बात नहीं है. प्लीज डोंट हेजिटेट, आपको बहुत ही ज्यादा जरूरी है. जिस तरह से मैम ने बताया, आपके सामने मैम बोल रही है, शी इज एक्सपीरियंस डॉक्टर, तो प्लीज इसे फॉलो करिए आप. ओके मैम, नेक्स्ट इज देयर आर देयर एनी स्पेसिफिक कल्चरल और सोसाइटल चैलेंजेस दैट यू आर ऑब्जर्व इम्पैक्टिंग डिस्कशंस अबाउट रिप्रोडक्टिव हेल्थ विद इन फैमिलीज एंड हाउ कैन दीज बी एड्रेस्ड?
Yeah, again, the shyness around all the topics,
yes.
That is the main thing that is affecting all this. And only an effective communication with your children can help the children and the parents both.
Yes, lack of communication.
Yes.
Okay. And for mothers who may have had negative experiences or misinformation about reproductive health in their own upbringing, how can they ensure they provide accurate and supportive guidance to their teenagers?
Yes, mothers should educate themselves,
yes.
Definitely. And they should also get their children in touch with a doctor, empathetic doctor who can understand what they want, and somebody who the parents also rely upon. I feel that's a very good medium, And that's how they can. I get a lot of mothers coming to me who say that, yeah, I didn't know anything, so I had a lot of problems facing everything. But now I want my child to understand everything and
that's right,
go ma'am. About in a better way, more intelligent way
Bilkul.
Of handling things, and which I feel is a very, very good thing. So just educate yourself. There are many things available, and of course, mothers with experience also know a lot of things.
Yes, ma'am.
And get them in touch with a doctor you trust.
Right, ma'am. What are some proactive steps mothers can take to empower their teenagers to make informed decisions about their reproductive health and overall well-being?
Yes, it's only education and communication on a regular basis, on a consistent basis. That is how they can empower their teenagers.
Okay. Everything is based on the communication gap. Right, ma'am?
Yes.
And the lack of information.
Yeah. Or sometimes excessive information and not knowing what is right and what is wrong.
That's right, ma'am. Okay. Is there a key insight you wish to impart to those observing your presence?
Well, I think I've said it all, and my take-home message will only be an open communication with your teenagers regarding pregnancy, regarding sexual intercourse, regarding pubertal changes, and also regarding relationships is very, very important.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for sharing your expertise and providing valuable insights. Thank you to all of you for tuning in. Stay tuned for more informative information and content. Till then, bye-bye and good take care of yourself and your family, and keep watching Dr. Dad Talk Show.